Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The barley market, like many other crops, has been negatively impacted by COVID-19. For starters, it is traded off the wheat futures price, which has seen a decline in the past several weeks. Additionally, beer shutdowns in Mexico have taken away a big market, according to Idaho Barley Commission Executive Director Laura Wilder.
With the COVID situation, the Mexican government has declared that breweries are non-essential businesses. And for the most part, they were shut down for a while at the beginning of April. And they have had some gradual reopening of that. But with those breweries shut down, those that receive malt from Idaho, the malt couldn't be sent and the malt houses couldn't have growers deliver to the plant, which in turn causes an on-farm storage problem, which looked like it could go into harvest this year, but they've got that moving enough that they should be able to get all of the current barley that's on farm storage delivered to the malt house before harvest this year.
In addition to malt barley backups, the secondary market of feed barley has also struggled due to cheap competing products like corn. Wilder said there is also a food ingredient market for barley, but it's mostly in Asia. Those exports have also been impacted. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.